Welcome to another Innovation Forum podcast with me, Ian Welsh. I'm at Innovation Forum's Business and Deforestation event at Amnesty International in London. And I'm with Niels Vilard from Cetelligence. Welcome, Niels.
Hi, Ian.
Tell us, what does your technology do?
Cetelligence is working on how to make sense of remote sensing information. So there's a lot of satellites available that really provide fantastic information, but in the end, it's just data and people want answers. So we're in the business of trying to get insights from all this information. And it's really exciting times for us with all the new satellites and opportunities and very big processing power available to process all that.
Okay, so specifically though, what sort of things can your technology do? What sort of answers can your technology provide?
Yeah, we are focusing actually on three areas. Today we're talking about deforestation. So what we derive from several sources of typically open satellite data, freely available. We have the software to analyze satellite images and then to see, are we looking at grassland or are we looking at forest? Are we looking at water plantations? And we are also looking into whether we can detect the signal of cocoa, oil palm and other commodities. So we have computer scientists working on how to interpret that information from the satellites.
So essentially you're providing the opportunity for companies to look and see where there is deforestation occurring in certain different places, where there's degradation of the forests, and where also where there is, I guess, certain crops being grown.
Exactly. So where are crops located? What is their performance? How are they growing well? Where's the forest? Is deforestation happening?
Okay. Do you think there's a danger of data overload? How in your work do you provide chunks of actionable data?
With current initiatives, data overload is a reality. What we do differently is that we try to identify those changes in the landscape that really matter. Normally, with normal initiatives, you can see, for example, that there are 10,000 of deforestation alerts. But what is a company going to do with that? You have to follow up on the ground what's happening. Our software is selecting, for example, the 10 most essential, the most important alerts, so that companies and users can follow up on the ground to start a conversation about what is really happening there. I think that that is one of the issues currently, that there's so much information that it's difficult to see what is really essential.
How does your technology identify the most important deforestation alerts?
For example, we work with a lot of clients who give us feedback on what they think is a risk for their business. So, for example, in deforestation, we also look at, is it happening close to a national park? Is it happening within a certain amount of kilometers around the concession that the partners, clients are interested in? Whether it's on peatlands, there's a lot of decision rules we can integrate for the software to identify what are the key areas to go to on the ground and start a conversation.
We're always hearing that technology is the answer to the getting impact at scale, the panacea that we're all looking for. That's obviously easier said than done. What are the challenges around using technology to really get impact to scale?
With all the processing power, working with Google or Amazon, who have the complete archives of all the satellite images ever taken, for example, for Landsat other sensors, a lot of the data processing challenges that used to be there like 7 years ago don't exist anymore. The real challenge nowadays is how to do what we just discussed, how to derive the insights from all that information.
Do you think sometimes that your customers look upon your solutions and others like them as a sort of magic wand? They kind of, you can wave your magic wand and suddenly all the problems will disappear. Do they forget that there's always still a lot of hard work required to actually achieve the solutions they're after?
Yeah, I think in the end, we're seeing a shift from the data and the technologies to how it's really used. So in the end, it's also a lot about conversation and local engagement and understanding what it really means on the ground. And that's where we put a lot of effort, just not data. It's about the answers.
Sure. I know you do a lot of work in Southeast Asia. Do you feel particularly there that governments are supportive of the sort of levels of transparency that your solutions can provide?
Some of them, yes. I also think that it's increasingly common that the technology is there. It will continue to provide a really fantastic information which was not available to people before. And that trend will continue, definitely. You can either try to ignore that, but that will not work out well.
Sure. What about social issues? I mean, how can satellite technology incorporate social issues into the mix as well?
We are exploring new approaches where we integrate information. I think it's very important to realize that satellite information is just one of the tools you can use to get information on an issue. If you can combine it with other sources of information, even better. With respect to the social issues, what we're exploring right now is how we can use data mining, for example, from Twitter information. Mm-hmm. Twitter is very popular in many production landscapes, and Twitter messages often have geotagged information. If we can identify where a specific talk is going on about conflict, and we can link that to the satellite information we have, we can get a better picture about what's really going on the ground. Mm-hmm. And I think that technological development can be really important to prevent social conflict.
So lots of sort of holder pharmacy are tweeting each other about social conflicts, are they?
Yeah, that happens. Yes, yeah. To get their story out to the world, yeah. And to share it peers in the public at large.
Sure. Yeah, fantastic. Okay, let's look forward then. What's coming up next? What are the next big technology advances that we should be getting excited about?
I think what we should really get excited about is a shift towards better use or more clever use of the data that's out there. There's a huge amount of information, and in the end, the technology is still a tool. Still a tool to get the conversation going, to get neutral information, to make the heated debates more objective. There should be more emphasis on the human part of this approach. And the technology is really awesome, really useful, but it is more useful if it's used by humans to get the right discussion going.
Sure, I guess it comes back to the data overload point, doesn't it? There's a lot of data already.
Yeah.
Perhaps we can use what we have better than trying to continue to look for more data points, because you know, measure lots of things, but it's actually the kind of interpretation that's the important thing. Okay, Nils from Satelligence, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ian.